Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
No reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out. And it's turning around.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning
around.
Concerning me, and sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Sooner or later,
turn in my favor.
Just lift your hands to the atmosphere and claim your season of turnaround. Hallelujah. Now let's say this together. Come on.
Around for me.
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 Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
I
can feel it happening.
Turning around,
nor the Son of Man.
turning around for me. It won't always be like this. He will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, it will turn in my favor. It's turning around for me.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Welcome to the Prophet's Closet. I am your friend. I'm your brother, Prophet Dwayne Woods. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. We're here on tonight, getting ready to talk about a subject that most people don't talk about. We try to live it. We try to even understand it. We try to even understand people's ways when it comes to this topic. But I had an encounter on this morning, 4 o'clock this morning, matter of fact, and the Spirit of the Lord was dealing with me. I had a dream, you all. And in this dream, all I could feel is God. I seen this figure, and I thought this figure was my mom. But then when I heard this voice, I said, Lord, that I fell to my knees in my dream, and I began to weep. He stretched his hands out to me. He says, Dwayne, my love has vindicated you. And I begin to weep. And when I say you all that this figure that I seen, he was all white. Couldn't see his face because it was just too shiny. Hair, silky white, clothing, bright white, all around him was just nothing but pure whiteness. But I felt his hand. Ooh, good God Almighty. He stretched his hand out to mine and grabbed me by my hand, and I began to just weep. I fell down to my knees in my dream and began to cry. And he said, Dwayne, my love has vindicated you. And he said, don't lose my love. Tell my people, don't lose my love. I want to tell somebody on here tonight that God's love is so for real. It's so for real. You know, we quote the scripture, John 3:16, all the time. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that who shall believe in him shall not die but have everlasting life. We quote these scriptures, and these scriptures have nothing but love throughout these scriptures, nothing but love. And I told some people on today, I believe, now this is just Dwayne 101, Prophet Woods, however you want to call me, don't make a difference to me, amen. All I know is that I am a child of God. And if you don't love God's people the way God loves people, you are in for a rude awakening. I'm telling you, somebody, if you don't love God's people and you just up here doing lip service, talking about love, but you ain't living love, you are in for a treat. You believe me, you. Amen. You will see God, but you won't enter into the things of God. So please understand what I'm saying to you all today. If you don't hear me no more, hear these words that God loves you with an everlasting love. And despite whatever is going on in the world, God loves this people. He loves people even when you don't love them. Amen. He don't give up on nobody even when you gave up on somebody. There's always a place at the table for God, of God, and we don't even understand it. Even when Judas was at his table, there was still some love there. He knew what Judas was getting ready to do, but guess what? God still had love for Judas. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Amen. But I ain't gonna be here with you long. Amen. I just want to tell somebody about the love of God, about what I experienced. And there are some of you who may be on here who are going through some things, and you may have felt like as though that I don't know where the love is at. I haven't experienced love, and I don't know how long, but I'm telling you today, God loves you despite what you've gone through, what people have put you through, what you've experienced with folk, how people have come against your anointing, how people have called and hated on you. God still loves you. Ooh, God, thank you. Ishtalabaha, I thank you. Amen. And I'm telling you, I was up this morning crying, saying to myself, God, I repent. I repent for every little thing that I've done. I repent from people even trying to take your love away from me. Because you know how some people are, people of God. They will have you acting all kind of ways, getting up out of your character, going into the flesh like many of us believers do. We get into our flesh. Yeah, we do. Anybody say that they don't get into flesh? No, okay, then I need to check you out, because all of us, the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of God's glory. Yes, we get into our flesh. We still have some fleshly ways about us that tries to take over our walk when it comes to the things of God. But I'm going to go here with some of you, amen, on here today. Go with me in your word. Amen. Well, you ain't even got to get your word. You can just listen to me if you desire to. But I want to just read some of these scriptures about love. Amen. About love. There's so many scriptures in the Bible about love. Like I said, you know all about John 3:16. Then you got John 15:13. Greater love has no man than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. Amen. 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sin. Nothing in the Bible but love. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Love is all in the Bible. You can walk this walk and not live love. You cannot walk or experience the things of God and not demonstrate his love. There's no possible way that you can preach God's word without loving his people, despite what they may say about you or come against you. You may be a preacher and people don't even show up to hear your word, but guess what? You still got to love. Amen. There's so many love songs that talk about love, but God's word, there's no greater word spoken in a song. There's no greater word spoken in our human intellect that will ever take the place of God's love for each and every one of us. I don't care how much you love your wife, or you love your friend, or you love your mother, or you love your dad. It does not even compare. It's not even on the surface of God's love. 1 Corinthians 16:14, it says, let all that you do be done in love. Let all that you do be done in love. We do so many things in this body, but man, do we really love? Can you really say I love? Even when you get upset, even when things just don't go your way, can you still love? The Bible says in John 13:34-35, it says, so now I am giving you a new commandment, love each other, just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Love, your love for one another will prove that to the world that you are my disciples. You can't even be a disciple of God if you don't love God's people. You can't even consider yourself to be a disciple of God's if you cannot love God's people. If you are limited with your love when it comes to people, then you need to fall in love with God. You need to get in, you need to get back on your knees and get into the presence of God. If you don't love God's people, if you have limitations when it comes to love, you need to fall back in love with God and ask God to forgive you. If you hold aughts in your heart towards people who've done something to you, you need to fall on your knees and repent and say, God, forgive me for walking in offense with people. I'm telling you, people of God, you will not make it to heaven if you walk into the offense with people because of what they've done to you. Please believe me when I tell you this. There are many believers who preach God's word and ain't making it into heaven. They're not making it into the pearly gates because they have offense in their heart. They have some anger and malice in their heart when it comes to God's people. Ask all of these great people. Ask them. Ask all of these scholars of God's word talk about love. We had a lady who came to our church named Mary Kay Baxter, and she said there are certain chambers in hell for people who have these callings on their life, prophets, apostles, and evangelists, and pastors, and ministers, and deacons. They have different chambers in hell when it comes to the falling away. When it comes to us not loving, we saying we love God's people, but we walk in offense or we have aughts in our heart. She said that there are special chambers for those who walked with God, who were pastors and prophets and all of these things, and have done God's people wrong. Amen. Please listen to me, people of God. 1 Corinthians 13:13. So now faith, hope, love abide. These three, but the greatest of these is love. So now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, but the greatest of these is love. That's 1 Corinthians 13:13. And then he goes on John 14:15. He says, if you love me, you will obey what I command. We talk so much about, man, I'm going to do God's will. I'm going to do it God's way. I'm going to walk the way God want me to walk. But then we don't do half of what God tells us to do. Our flesh is ruling and abiding over many of us. And please, don't let nobody say something about us. Then guess what? We get all topsy-turvy with people. We fall out of relationships. Oh, God didn't move me on. Well, if God moved you on, okay, I got you. But why does he move you on and you stop talking to them? Why does he move you on and then you get into these cell groups of people, if you will, and you talk about people? You're in cahoots with folk if he moved you on, so you say. Proverbs 10:12 says, hate stirs up trouble, but love forgives all offenses. Look at that. Nothing but love. God is just demonstrating so many things when it comes to how we should love his people. And I'm telling you, when I sat down there on my knees crying, in my dream just crying, my dream came to reality, that when I was crying in my dream, I was crying while I was asleep. My wife kept asking me, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong? You know, Dwayne, you're dreaming. You got a bad dream. And then when I woke up, I said, it wasn't a bad dream. It was God speaking to me. It was God speaking to me about love. Please believe me, people. We got to love our neighbors. We got to love the things of God, even when we don't even understand it. We have to love. God says, walk in love with your neighbors. Love them that despise you. Amen. Because it's like when you love someone, it heaps coals upon their head, the scripture says. I'm paraphrasing. But man, we have got to be so very careful when it comes to loving God's people. And like I was telling people, and you may hear this again, I believe the last message will be talked about love. Going to talk about love. Because that's what the world needs, love. Donald Trump needs love. He don't need everybody's talking about him. Yeah, true enough. He's doing some things that we just can't seem to even imagine that he would do. But guess what? We got to love him. Maybe if we would love more and stop talking about him, but love, maybe it would change some of the things that he's doing. Maybe we would change some of the things that people are doing despite him. What about the killings? What if we would love people who killed folk? I believe I told this story. I don't know if I told this story on this line, but it was a lady whose son had got killed by a black man. She, of course, you know, he was white. This guy was black. Her son was white, you know, so y'all hear me. This young black kid didn't have love. He didn't even understand what it meant to love another human being. But this mother loved her child to the point where she would go and visit this man who killed her son on a weekly or bi-weekly, you know, however it was. I can't remember if it was weekly or bi-weekly. But she would go visit him. She would read books to him. And it wasn't to get him mad or make him feel a certain kind of way because he killed her son. Antagonize, that's what I meant to say, antagonize. So it wasn't meant to do any of that. She recognized the love of God, that despite that her son might not be here any longer, I'm going to love this human being who killed my son. And she was an advocate for his release. But now watch this. She had a conversation with her son, with this guy, and she said, why did you kill my son? He couldn't answer, but all he could do was say that I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And she said these words to him, and I quote, she said, you don't have a mother. You've been in the system ever since you was born. I've done some research on you. And because you don't have a mother, today I'm going to be your mother because I need a son. Oh, good God Almighty, help me somebody. Amen. This thing, when I read it, it sent chills up my body. I didn't really understand, couldn't even fathom the love that was being released here. You mean to tell me that this man who killed your son, you now said that you're getting ready to become his mother because he has no mother and he needs to be shown what true love, the love of God, means. For 25 years, she went and visited him. For 25 years, went and visited him. When he got out of prison, he was a kid when he went in, a grown up when he came out. And guess what she did? She had a place for him to stay, had things already prepared for him to teach him about technology, how things have moved forward, because he was still stuck in his teenage years. She loved him that much. And guess what, y'all? The man started calling her mom. They have such a great relationship as of now that you can't even fathom. But we demonstrate, and we're talking about love. But if somebody took our loved one, the very first thing we want to kill him, persecute him to the highest, don't let him see no daylight, or nothing of that nature. But is that love? I was telling somebody if one of the killers, John Wayne Gacy, who murdered a bunch of people, dressed up like a clown, if he was to ask God to forgive him and accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, guess what, you all? He would be saved. Now, he will pay for the things that he's done, but guess what? He will be saved. Why? Because of the love of God. Amen. So let's continue to go here real quick. Amen. Romans 12, 9 and 10, it says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. 1 Chronicles 16 and 34, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. These are scriptures, people, that we know when it pertains to the things of love. Amen. Colossians 3 and 14, above all, be loving. This ties everything together perfectly. And one of the things that I love is John 14 and 15, if you love me, you will obey what I command. That's if we love God. Amen. There's so much that God has for each and every one of us, and all he requires us to do is to love his people. Wow. I remember God telling me, he said, Dwayne, love my people. And if you love my people, I will do the things that I said I would do for you. But you must love my people. And people, guess what? That's despite whatever they do, however they come against me, whatever they say about me, I still must love his people. I still must love them. Just like many of you. You still got to love God's people despite it all. Amen. That's one of the commandments. Hey, love his people. Love. Love. That's what we got to do, people. We got to love. I'm not going to hold us on here real long, but I want you to think about this. I may come back here next. I think that we do this every first, second, and fourth Tuesday. I may come back again and talk about love. I believe it's needed. I believe we need to talk about it. Amen. So it's 9:30 my time. I'm still just thinking about this dream. I mean, this dream just had me just in awe. Hit me in awe. I said, my love vindicates you. Wow. That's all I can think about is wow. But please, people of God, if anybody have anything that they want to say, because like I said, this is going to be short and sweet. We're talking about love. You can come on right now, press 1 on your phone, the dial of your phone. Come on in and share with me your experiences when it pertains to God's love. Do we really love God's God's people the way he loves them. Some of us on the line, we've disappointed God, but guess what? God still loves us. We've said some things and done some things, but guess what? God still loves us. So if God can love us in our mess, why can't we love people while they're in their mess? Do we really have the love of God? Amen. Come on in with me. Push one on the dial of your phone. Come on in with me. Amen. Pastor E, I know you're out and about.
Area code 860, last 48002. You're live on the Prophet's Closet. Come on into the closet. Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, this is Pastor Lori from Hartford, Connecticut. Hello, everyone. God bless you all. I thank and praise God. Prophet Woods, he shared this with us today, and it was just so amazing because at the time I needed it. I needed to hear about how much God loved me. He was showing me absolutely his amazing love today for me, because something that just happened to me today with somebody back at me, betrayed me, and we all know that I'm quite sure most of us on the line have experienced backstabbing and you know, betrayment at least once in your life, or maybe more, but at least once anyway. And we know that's a hard thing to get over, but I've learned a long time ago, God showed me in the very early stages of my walk, he taught me how to love my enemies, how to pray for them and do good unto them and bless them and not curse them, and just show them love, because love covers a multitude of sins, you know. And if we know God, then we will do that, because God is love. If God is in us, we will love like he says to love. And that's to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love our neighbors as we love ourselves. We are required to do that. That is a commandment. And it feels so good when it's so much a better feeling when you love instead of hate. When you hate, everything in your body just, it makes you sick. We cannot function well. We cannot function in life when we hate, because that attribute is of the devil, and that's not God's children. You belong to Satan if we act that way, if we hate instead of love. And we can do it because the Holy Spirit, if we've been born again of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit has shed that love abroad in our hearts. And if we can't do it, then maybe he hasn't. And so I just thank God for the message, and I thank God for the awesome experience that you have, Prophet Woods, that God gave to you in that dream. Because God is good and God is love. And thank you for sharing that on tonight as well. God bless you all. And I love each and every one of you. I don't know who is on this line. I never met Prophet Woods in person, but I've met him only online, on the phone. But I know that he is my brother, and I know that each and every one of you are my brothers and my sisters in Christ. You're not my biological blood relatives, but you my biological blood brothers and sisters in Christ. We share the same blood. And I love you all, and God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. God bless you also.
Thank you.
Amen.
It's dynamic that love was the topic that set on you when you said God reached out to you and said God had, through his love, I mean, what, perfected us, through his love, has atoned us, through his love,
yes,
he has forgiven us. It's the only essence of knowing God is through love. I love sharing this part, especially with younger people, is that one of the first things, the first thing I ever learned about God, and I'm a preacher's kid, was that God was love. It wasn't condemning. He wasn't harsh. He wasn't a manipulator. That's what my parents always taught me, that God was love, and if that we were going to ever be like him, we had to emulate love. God bless you, man of God. You hit that tonight. Thank you, woman of God, for chiming in with us. Come back anytime you're on the Now Network. Area code 910, last four, 2591. You're welcome to the Prophet's Closet. Come on in.
Good evening. This is Sister Burlington from Dunn, North Carolina. This is my first time coming on to the Prophet's Closet, but I enjoyed what I heard. I want to share with the people tonight that my son was killed in 1989 by a young man. And I've asked the Lord to let me meet this young man. I've never met him except when we saw him in the courtroom. Because I want to let him know that I forgave him a long time ago and I have nothing against him. But if he's not saved, I would love to introduce him to my daddy. You know, because God has given me that kind of a love and that kind of heart and that kind of feeling that I have nothing against him at all. So it's a good thing to know love. It's a good thing to experience love. And I just thank God, like Prophet came on our line today and he just shared some things with us, and you could just feel the love, the Father's love coming from him to us. So I'm glad I could join in tonight and share the speech again tonight. So God bless.
Amen. God bless you too. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs 17:17, it says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. Amen. Ephesians 4:2 says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. You know, so we can't escape it. You know, the Bible says in Luke 6:35, it says, but love your enemies. Do good to them that lead to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great. Ain't that something?
That's dynamic. That's dynamic. It was more dynamic. That is dynamic. What transformed me with this love thing? You really honed into something, because this is what the essence and the beginning of my life of Christ as being a child of God. But it was not because I had to be stripped of any form of love that I thought I knew from a worldly standpoint. I could not identify love with physicality, with feelings, with emotions, and with anything that has to even resemble the flesh. That was my first step, Prophet. Then secondly, God said, well, first of all, let me take you on a journey with me. And some of my covenant partners that are on the line that remember day one, we began this network. This was the first lesson that God had us teach on over a year. And it wasn't how we should love God. It's, first of all, how can you love God unless you know how God really loves you? So number one, and I'm going to go through this briefly, and I'm going to find a way on the network that we can get this back out there. But number one, you have to know that God loved us through an atoning love. Remember, he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that as we believe, we will not perish, but have everlasting eternal life, but also understanding that he didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. See, that's that atoning. Then secondly, you got to know that God loved us with a calling love. We're chosen people. 1 Peter 2:9 tells us, a royal priesthood, holy nation, people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who call you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Many more things, but three, the redeeming love. Number four, the justifying love. Number five, the adopting love. Number six, the sacrificing love. And number seven, the glorifying love. Because when I learned how God loved me, then I had seven steps to love him back, Prophet. No, not love my neighbor yet, because you can't love somebody until you really know what love is. My God. He introduced that to you today. I believe
man,
he
come
really
on.
Honed in
come
when
on,
he touched
man.
You on that today, that your
come
new
on,
life
man.
Was through the love that he's shown you now that you've shown it back to him. My God. See God's
yes.
watching us.
Woo.
He's paying attention
Woo.
To everything you do. Don't think that you're getting by with anything. But as believers, you have to know that God's binoculars are on you at all times to see
yes.
whether you're going to learn to give back as it's been given to you. And a lot of us have been giving other people stuff, and we've been doing worldly things to make us look like we're giving, and we still have not given God back the thing he wants back the most, and that's the love that he gave us. Mm. See, that you sparked that today, is that how can I love you, prophet, unless I know how to love God? Then once I
yes.
learn to love God back, now I can't go wrong loving you, because Jesus even told us when they asked him in Mark chapter 12, and they said, well, what are the greatest commandments? You know, and they were trying to trick him, and you guys know the story of the trickery that was going on. But he said, well, first of all, house of Israel, love the Lord our God as one, plain and simple. Then he says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your mind, spirit, soul, strength.
Yes, yes.
And then he says, and then on top of that, love your neighbor as you love yourself. He says, there's nothing greater than these two. And how prolific that was, that love was it says love covers the what? The multitude of sins. Love also can keep you from sinning. Ooh, when you love in God's way. And we're loving each other as we're giving as it's been given to us. That's going to help us become closer as believers. Not as Methodists, Christians, Baptists. No, as believers to come together and start to really move together in this thing about love. It's needed. It's needed. If this was not just a mistake, prophet, that you brought us into the closet, that we can leave out here with more love. Thank you.
I'm about going back in tears again, man, because I remember when I was out there in that world, man. I remember, oh God, glory, my. I remember selling
Ooh,
them drugs,
Jesus,
man. I remember sleeping with all of these people, these women, and doing all kind of malice things, man. And I remember when I got saved at the age of 14, and then walked away from the salvation of God, or walked away just believing that I'm saved, and all the way up to my 22nd birthday, just doing frivolous things, man. I almost got killed, and God love, whoo, oh my,
yes,
God. Got molested, you know, all of this stuff, man. And but God still loved me. I've had so many challenges, man, but God love keeps drawing me. I can't walk away from it. Do you hear what I'm saying, man? There have been many of men who have walked away from families because of how they've been done wrong and all of this stuff. And there's so much going on in the world, men killing women, women killing men. And God still said, Dwayne, I love you. I can't escape it, Pastor E. Can't walk away from it. I couldn't walk away from this thing if I tried. And I believe if I did walk away from it, I don't think I'll make it back.
Well, you can't outdo it. That's the number one thing. But you know, as we see the highest form of love, the agape love, the as you said, the desire to help someone else be better than you. See, agape love is when I love you so much, I want to see you do better than me. I got an unchanging commitment in my prayer life for you that God showers you better than me, that he do more for you, that he's starting to move in your up. Those are my prayers, not do this for us. No. Bless the prophet. Bless his family. Bless his business. Bless his job. And that's the real agape love when I have a stronger desire to see you do better than myself. And I know some people saying he don't mean that. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because I finally know that when you love God back how he loved you, you can't do it no other way and be
no
productive.
Other way.
See, that's the problem. What up, my brother?
No other way. But let's go, man. There are people on here who are drug addicted, who could have been dead when they put that needle or put that poison in their system, but God's
yes.
love. Oh my God, thank you, Jesus.
Man, that's right.
But
and that one person out there listening today that think they're no good, they don't know how they got on this broadcast tonight, and it may you. I know you got a title. I know you got a position in ministry, but you still wondering, why are you doing what you're doing and you don't think you're worthy of it? But let me tell you the truth today. You haven't really experienced the love of God, because God's love does not condemn. First Corinthians chapter 13. Read that whole chapter. But just knowing that if you're dealing with love in the highest form of love, that means that I really, really want to help you get closer to your inner truth of love. That I must have a stronger desire that you get the pure love of God as well as I do. But, you know, we get all stingy, and we think the love of God is for one man or one situation or one church. The devil is a lie. God's love is equal. He is no respecter of person when it comes to his love. But are you doing the right thing to deserve the true love? That's the thing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on. Anybody else want to get on the? Because look, you see, I told you, I'm traveling, but you said I'm talking about love tonight. I had to put my headphones on. My granddaughter slammed the door on me because I got loud. You know me. But anybody else out there want to get on this conversation, dial one and come on in. The love of God.
Man, oh, man,
Amen.
Oh, man. Man, bro, look, man, over in the book of Galatians 5:22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and what? Self-control. Self-control.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. My God.
Amen.
Psalms
Amen. Well, nobody else
5 and 6. It says, your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the great deep. Oh, my goodness. Man, his Ephesians 5:2, it says, live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Lord, have mercy.
Come on now.
Man, we got to live this thing. We can't just talk about it. There's so many people who might be even listening to us right now. Just talk about love. But because of what you've been hurt and dealt with, You feel as that there's no love that lives here. But let me tell you something. Love abounds. Everywhere there's love. Anytime you wake up, God, guess what? Loved you to wake you up. I want to speak to you today. You might have been hurt by your husband. You might have been hurt by your mother. You might have been raped by your father or somebody in your family, and you just don't feel the love any longer. But God loves you. He sent me and Pastor
Ooh, yes,
E
he
here
does.
To tell you that he loves you. His love runs so deep that you can't even run away from it.
Ooh,
he can love
Jesus.
You past your mistakes, past whatever somebody done to you. If you would just confess, Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
That's it. Come on, that's it.
I need you. And because you confess, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, guess what? His love overshadows all the evil that has ever been done to you because you feel so much love.
Yes.
there's somebody on here tonight. You're listening. You got an ought against your mother because she favored one of the other siblings more than she favored you. But guess what? There's still room at the altar.
Come on now.
Ask him first to forgive you, then ask him to now help your mother. Amen. Man, there's so many. I'm telling you, Pastor E, we got to talk about love here, man. We need it, man. I need it, bro. I need the love of my brothers and my sisters. I fall short, but guess what? God loves me. And when he told me today, when in that dream, he says, my love vindicated you. All I could do is drop down to my knees, man. And then he said, Dwayne, don't lose my love. Don't lose my love for my people. Don't lose my love.
Jeopardize my love.
Man, but my wife thought I was in a bad dream, man. But that, I said, no, baby, that was God speaking to me. Tears, man, I couldn't even go back to sleep. I had to repent, say, God, forgive me. If I've done anything or allowed people to put me in a funk or put me in angry with them, please forgive me. Because I want to demonstrate your love. I want people, when they see me, they see the love of God. I want people, when they hear me talk, they hear but nothing but God. Move Dwayne out the way, but they hear God.
Amen. Well, you remember, I was speaking with you guys, you and Pastor Valoris the other night about us relaunching all of our networks and all of our broadcasts on September 1st. September 2nd, Let's Talk Jesus coming back at you. And our series for the month of September is going to be The 7 Ways God Loved Us. So we can get that clear, get all the scripture out, and can really be in depth in that. If you got some information you want to share, this the broadcast is called Let's Talk Jesus. That means, come on, let's talk about it. Let's bring in the confirming information together, and let's get it out there. Let's let everybody know that God is available to all of us right now. He wants to give you the best. He wants to show you the best. But do you really want to show yourself the best? Which you should ask yourself right now. Are you holding yourself back out of the true love of God? Or are you the one that has that spirit of fear, that don't believe that it can come true? I've been through that situation, and I'll tell you now, God, that's not of God. God is of the light, and the light changes things. So let's do this thing. We'll be relaunching Let's Talk Jesus September the 2nd on the Now Network, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 11 p.m. on the East Coast. Prophet Dwayne, you want to close us out of here?
Hey, yes, sir. Yes, sir. People of God, the Bible says in 1 John 3:1, it says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. I want somebody to really feel God's love. You might be going through some things, may have been going through some things, and we only on in Tuesday, but you've been going through some things Sunday and have not felt God's love, have not felt what kind of love is this. We want to let you know today on the Now Network that me and Pastor E loves you.
Oh, yes.
You can reach out. You can
Without a doubt.
I'm telling you, when I first met this brother, he called me a brother. And matter of fact, guess what? It was a man of God who came up against me. He came to my defense. Did not even know me. He said, ain't no way in the world I'm allowed somebody to talk about my brother. And the man was in error.
But guess what? We did. We loved him despite what he was saying.
Loved him.
We gave him some word. Don't get it twisted. We gave him some word. We rebuked.
Yes.
Because guess what?
Even
love. Rebuke is love. It's love.
With love.
So I'm telling y'all tonight.
Ooh,
you're going deep on
that love thing.
Man, I can't shake it. On September gonna be. I'm telling you, all y'all who listening, September gonna be on fire. I believe it. Cause we're gonna talk about some love here. Amen. How churches should love one another. Presbyterian, holiness, and Baptist, and all. Man, look, these denominations should have so much love that we shouldn't be no divided. We should be loving one another.
Amen.
So much division in the body of Christ. But Pastor E, man, thank you for allowing me to talk about love. Thank you.
Well, I'll accept it,
Father,
but you know, I'm just a vessel. I'll accept it, but you know, I'm just a manager over what God has given me to make available to like-minded believers that have a word that the masses need to hear. And so I'm just being obedient, but I thank you for being obedient and for being right on time. I believe there's 50 people on this broadcast that are saying, yep, right on time. We needed this. We don't talk about it enough. And most people say, you know, and I'm going to let you close it out in prayer when I say that. But when most people say we don't talk about that enough, they think it's about homosexuality. They think it's about drugs. They think it's about alcoholism. They think it's about this. No. We talk about that all the time because we talk about people and we scorn people and we put people down. But do we don't talk about love enough. Because love wouldn't let you talk about nobody bad. No, love wouldn't make someone feel worse than they ever would. Love wouldn't, true love would only tell you to build them up, that God can build you up. Press out of your doc.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. And Father, we ask right now that you bless your people on the line. You give them your heart, God, that they can love again, that they'll be able to walk by people who have offended them and love them, that they will even be able to look at that oppressor and love them. Lord, I ask that the rain, the love of you rain back on us like never before, God. Begin to touch us and deal with us, God, when we don't love your people. Father, we repent today, and we ask that you have your way here on this broadcast, that we forever continue to talk about the love of God. Now, Father, we thank you. We ask that you bless Pastor E., his grandchildren, his children, and Father, continue to shed abroad the love of God upon him now. His ministry, the people we come in contact with, even in the streets of California, that they will feel nothing but the love of God. And Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So it is, and so shall it be. God bless each and every one of you, and continue to love God's people.
I am a Christian. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
That means I'm far from perfect, simply redeemed, bought with a purpose,
yes,
purchased by love. Not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been redeemed. I am a believer.
Thank you, God.
Do you know what that means? I never knew that this was meant to be.
Family, we love you.